Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, upgrading windows to help curb appeal and keep homes efficient. More at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, May 21st. I'm Arla Kuziz. When Friday's deadly tornado swept through St. Louis, Gloria Nolan's husband sent her a photo from the front of their home in the O'Fallon neighborhood of North St. Louis.
I didn't understand it. I said, what is that? And he said, it's the roof. And yeah. I said, whose roof? And he said, that's our roof.
We hear more about Nolan's experience during and after Friday's storm, coming up on The Gateway. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer has placed the commissioner of the City Emergency Management Agency on paid administrative leave after the agency failed to sound warning signs during Friday's deadly tornado. In a news release last night, Spencer said the commissioner, Sarah Russell, gave an ambiguous directive on Friday to the fire department to sound the warning siren. City protocol said the emergency management agency should sound the warning sirens from its headquarters, but all staff were at a workshop off-site. Spencer says St. Louis Fire Department Captain John Walk will lead the agency until the city hires a permanent replacement. The fire department is now responsible for sounding the warning signs during severe weather. When the city attempted to test the siren button at the fire department yesterday, it didn't work. So the fire department will have a staff member at the emergency management agency 24 hours a day until it is repaired. Renee Scott Lyle's family said goodbye yesterday by releasing balloons after she died in last Friday's tornado. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley has more from the gathering that took place in Fountain Park outside the family's home.
Let it go!
Scott Lyle's family released about 24 balloons into the air to celebrate her life. Her sister Tina Turner says she would light up any room she entered. And there's a unique feature about Renee that she says she'll miss the most.
Her smile. And she got a gap like me. That's our tradition. But hers a little bit wider than mine. But her smile, you know. No matter what she was going through, she knew how to mask it through that smile.
The tornado that devastated the St. Louis region last week completely destroyed the legacy house that had been in the Scott Lyles family for over a century. The family says they have no plans to rebuild the home that now sits in a pile of brick and rubble. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Experts warn that tornadoes such as the one that hit St. Louis last week can also cause health issues well after the event. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports that particles and chemicals from damaged buildings, upended trees, and other debris can cause respiratory and pulmonary problems.
The storm destroyed or damaged thousands of buildings and wrecked neighborhood parks and businesses. According to the American Lung Association, people can develop respiratory problems after a disaster, even if they've never experienced issues before. Health Promotions Manager Rachel Sanford with the American Lung Association in Missouri says tornadoes stir up fungus and dust. Cleanup efforts can also expose residents to asbestos, lead, and other chemicals.
A lot of these particles are really, really small. So that means that they travel very deep into the lungs when they're inhaled, and they can really cause a lot of damage.
She says people should try to wear an N95 or similar mask, especially when cleaning up debris. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's political leaders honored former U.S. Senator and Governor Kit Bond yesterday at the state capitol. During a ceremony in the Capitol Rotunda, speakers praised the GOP official for his bipartisanship and for delivering tangible results for Missouri. John Ashcroft, who served with Bond as a U.S. Senator, says his former colleague made a mark on Missouri.
Our lives are better here in the Show Me State, and America is the beneficiary of his life of doing, not just saying, but doing.
Bond died last week at the age of 86. He's survived by his wife, Linda, his son, Sam, and his grandchildren. The city of Rolla will continue adding fluoride to its municipal water supply for the foreseeable future. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
The Rolla City Council took up the idea of removing fluoride in reaction to a study that suggested twice the recommended level of fluoride could be linked to lower IQs in children. Rolla has added slightly less than the recommended amount of 0.7 parts per million since 2015. City Manager John Butts says during a public comment period, the city received 157 emails and messages in favor of continuing fluoridation and 7 advocating its removal.
And we know that that is not an accurate vote of the citizens, but it was the mechanism we used to encourage people to reach out on both sides of the issue.
The council voted 10-1 this week to indefinitely postpone the matter, which removes it from current consideration. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aul, St. Louis Public Radio.
We continue to hear from people affected by Friday's deadly tornado that swept through the St. Louis region. Gloria Nolan's home in the O'Fallon neighborhood of North St. Louis was heavily damaged by the storm. She spoke with St. Louis on the Air host Elaine Chaw about the tornado and its aftermath.
Now, when the tornado hit late Friday afternoon, where were you, Gloria, and where was your family? Was anyone at home?
So I work for St. Louis Public Schools, and so we were in the stairwell at the time at work. We did our drills. I have 2 children. One was on the way home from school, and one was at school. My husband, however, he was at home behind the home in his Jeep.
In his Jeep. And what did your husband, Kevin, see when he ran from his car to the house?
So he was in the back of the home, and I told him to go and take shelter. He was on his way in. He stepped out of the Jeep, and he heard a cracking noise. That was the tree that came down in our backyard and pretty much took out the power line and covered the backyard and back door. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, maybe try going around the front. He went around the front, and there was the roof. So at that point, during all of the spinning and wind, the roof was removed from the home and landed
right in front of the house.
It met him in the front of the house.
Were you on the phone with him the whole time that was happening?
So I was on the phone with him once the tree came down, and I advised him to go to the front of the home. Once he got to the front, then he sent me a picture.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, seeing that picture, what went through your mind?
I didn't understand it. I said, what is that? And he said, it's the roof. And I said, whose roof? And he said, that's our roof. And it was quite shocking.
Mm-hmm. How have you been able to help others as they are helping you?
People kept asking, how can we help? How can we help? And I finally said, there's a tree in my backyard and we need to move it. And so we cut up the tree, moved it, got to the generators. We started sharing those with the neighbors so that they can plug in, maybe hook up their refrigerators or even their phones and just get a charge. We've been sharing supplies, tarps, water, cleaning supplies, masks. So some of those people in our crew that came over, they brought a lot of those things, and we've just been sharing meals. People have cleared their refrigerators because the food is going to spoil. So there's been a few barbecues where we've had an impromptu dinner with each other, but everybody's been out and talking and helping and supporting each other. I haven't seen very much of a response from the city. Everything that's been done in my area of town, right around the couple of blocks that we've been serving, has been from the people.
Right. What do you make of the city not being around?
It really breaks my heart, but it's kind of a reality check for me. Mm-hmm. I grew up in North City, and it's been an area that's been forgotten. It's been an area that has been, you know, divested. And so I didn't expect a big response, to be quite honest, but it still is upsetting. It's still heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. I see the need. I see the people. Of course, you know, we need, you know, food and water and daily things. And so I think a lot of the organizations are providing that. But some of the long-term supports and, you know, getting the trees down. Now, the streets were cleared pretty quickly. I will say that.
Okay.
But in terms of, there was a tree in front of one of the neighbor's houses that we had to go and cut so she could get out of her front door safely. Mm-hmm. So things like that, it's missing.
Yeah.
And we need a response. I saw a few crews. I saw Ameren out today. And so maybe it's on the way, but this is day 4. And so that immediate response was not there.
That was North St. Louis resident Gloria Nolan speaking about the effects of Friday's tornado with St. Louis On the Air host Elaine Cha. You can hear their full conversation at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kaziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.